Now I want to speak on the third verse. He restoreth my soul.
अनि म तेस्रो पदमा जान्छु जहाँ भनिन्छ उहाँले मेरो प्राणलाई पुनर्जीवित पार्नुहुन्छ.
But before I do, I want to remind you. Do you know the shepherd?
तर यो पदलाई पढ्नुभन्दा अगाडि म फेरि तपाईँलाई सम्झाउँछु. You know
the shepherd is the one who died for the sheep. He gave his life that we might live. And we wouldn't want you to leave this room not knowing for sure that you know the shepherd and that he died for your sins. But here, with this first phrase, he restoreth my soul. I'm so thankful for that verse. I ask us all, have you ever needed to be restored?
Yeah.
I don't know where I would be if the Lord hadn't restored me time and time again.
र समयको अन्तरालमा यदि प्रभुले मलाई पुनर्जीवित नगर्नु भएको थियो भने म कहाँ हुन्थे मलाई थाहा छैन.
Not only that, but he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
र उहाँको नामको खातिर उहाँले मलाई धार्मिकताको मार्गमा डोराउनु हुन्छ.
That fits in with the thoughts that we've had in John's epistle.
र यही कुरा चाहिँ आज हामीले योहन्नाको पत्रीबाट हेर्यौं.
He leads me in paths of righteousness. He doesn't lead me in the paths that I like. Or that I wonder, why isn't he leading me this way? That's the way I would plan. But he does what's right. Righteous. And he does it not because I like it. But for his name's sake. And in order that I'm a suited vessel, he has to restore my soul to himself. And then, in verse 4, he speaks to the shepherd, not only about him, but he speaks to him.
तर यो चार पदमा चाहिँ गएर चाहिँ उहाँले गोठालाको बारेमा मात्रै बताउनुहुन्न तर गोठालालाई नै उहाँले केही बताउनुहुन्छ.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
अन्धकारमा मैले हिँड्नु परे तापनि म कुनै खतरादेखि डराउने छैन.
There's many scriptures that speak about the shadow of death.
धेरै शास्त्रका खण्डहरू छन् जसले चाहिँ मृत्युको छायाको बारेमा बताउँछ.
You know, death for every human being is a fear. I mean, the body itself fights against dying. It wants to live. There's that struggle within. Death is not a pleasant thing. Not at all.
मर्नु भन्ने कुरा अथवा मृत्युदेखि मान्छे हरेक डराउँछ. मृत्युको कुरा सुन्ने बित्तिकै हाम्रो शरीर काम्दछ.
Family members die. I'm sure there's not a family here that hasn't had death in their family among loved ones. But can you look beyond what death? Do you have a hope of life after death? Here we find, I will fear no evil. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. To go through this valley of death, and the Lord says, the Lord is saying here, look, for he, the psalmist is saying, thou, addressing the Lord, you know, you're with me. I will fear no evil.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ अब जहिले पनि गोठालाको बारेमा बताइएको छ अनि जहाँ चाहिँ म खतरादेखि डराउँदिन.
Without the Lord being with me, I have to fear every step. in this life, whatever faces me, I cannot walk alone without the Lord through this world. To Israel, the Lord said through Moses, you have not gone this way before. Therefore, they had to follow the cloud and the ark, the Lord that was with them. He went before them to show them the pathway. So he says, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
You know,
I've heard many applications for the rod and the staff, but the one that I like is it has a twofold application.
धेरै मान्छेहरूले यो लौरो र लठ्ठीको कुरा गर्छन् अनि यसमा चाहिँ दुईटा कुरा म जान्दछु.
Jacob at the end of his days he leaned upon the staff.
अनि याकूब पनि आफ्नो जीवनको अन्तिम घडीतिर लौरोको साथ लिन्थे.
But we find also that the rod is necessary not to punish the sheep but to drive away the wolf.
तर यो कुरा चाहिँ महत्त्वपूर्ण छ कि त्यो लौरो चाहिँ भेडालाई कुट्नको लागि मात्रै थिएन तर बुवासाहरूलाई खेदाउनको लागि पनि थियो.
But there's also the sheep that tend to wander and go astray. And there the shepherd has that hook, you see, he can hook them back, he can stop them in their path, lead them, keep them from going astray. So he is the one that shepherds the sheep. He goes before and they follow me.
अनि त्यो लौरोलाई चाहिँ यसरी घोडा भेडाहरू यसरी बाटो बिराउँदाखेरि बाटोमा ल्याउनको लागि पनि हो अनि उनीहरूलाई सही बाटोमा हिँड्नको लागि पनि हो.
I remember one brother speaking about a shepherd and he had no followers. He looked around and there was nobody there. He says that's like if a brother, a would-be shepherd, is going for a walk. He's just going for a walk, you know. He's all alone. But if you want to be a true shepherd, the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And they follow him.
मैले एउटा भाइको कुरा सुनेको छु कि उनी एक दिन प्रचार गरिरहेका थिए र उनको सन्देश सुन्ने कोही पनि थिएन र भेडाहरू सबै भागिसकेका थिए. त्यसको अर्थ उनले लिन जानु पर्थ्यो अनि यसको अर्थ हो भेडाहरूले उहाँको आवाज सुन्नु पर्छ.
And the staff, the rod and the staff, they're a comfort. I thank God for the times when he's used them, when he's had to use them to draw me back, as I said before, but to keep me in the path and to recognize his presence in times of sorrow and of great stress and comfort. The comfort that he gives far exceeds the sorrow. The joy that he can give.
अनि जुन सान्त्वना उहाँले हामीलाई दिनुहुन्छ त्यसले चाहिँ हाम्रो सबै दुःखहरूलाई जित्दछ.
When carrying a dying child in your arms in the night,
अनि रातको समयमा तपाईँले बित्न लागेको मर्न लागेको एउटा बालकलाई तपाईँले बोक्नु भयो भनेदेखि कस्तो तपाईँलाई हुन्छ.
And to walk and enjoy those night scenes because thou art with me.
तर त्यस्तो घडीमा पनि तपाईँले प्रभुलाई सम्झिनुहुन्छ र प्रभुलाई प्रार्थना गर्नुहुन्छ.
And then in the midst of that we find thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
अनि यसो भनिन्छ कि तपाईँले मेरो शिर तेलले अभिषेक गर्नुभएको छ र मेरो कचौरा भरेर पोखिन्छ.